The Edward Lowe Foundation's Penny Lewandowski compared economic gardening to winning a baseball game by getting runners on base through hits rather than home runs. The approach provides expert help to companies that are no longer startups and are in their second stage of growth. She said second-stage Virginia businesses create a large portion of jobs.
8.7% of your companies are representing 34.1% of your jobs. And if we move to sales, we're going to see the same thing, 34.9%.
Metrics from other states with economic gardening showed even better results. For roughly $4,000 per business, specialists advise on strategic growth challenges, business models, and competitive intelligence that companies otherwise could not afford. Panel member Dana Dickens said a Hampton Roads pilot of the approach was successful, but he also saw the need while in office.
I was mayor of Suffolk for a while, and we cut a bunch of ribbons. And without exception, when we cut a ribbon, bringing a company in from the outside, there was always an existing business there saying, "What are you doing for me?"
The panel may craft a proposal to use state incentives to provide expert help specifically for second-stage businesses. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.